It's a Monday night at the Five Spot in East Nashville. The little bar room is packed with people mingling and dancing to the upbeat sound of artists like the Jackson 5, Chubby Checker, and the Supremes. This is a dance party called Motown Mondays, hosted by Reno Bowe and Jacob Jones, the DJ duo known as Electric Western. Their aim with Motown Mondays is to give folks a place where they can bust a move to doo-wop, garage rock, girl groups, and rock and roll hits from the 50s and 60s. We spoke to Bo about how the party got started nearly 8 years ago.
You know, it's funny. I feel like we've almost done what a band does, like a rock band does. You start really small in a small area, and you play a lot. And then people like you, they keep coming, they keep telling their friends. So over the years, we just sort of built Nashville. From that, Atlanta got interested. We started doing Atlanta.
Electric Western regularly does Motown events in Atlanta now, as well as bookings and music festivals all over the country. If you're wondering what kind of dancing keeps people out till midnight on a Monday, the answer is swing. Dancing couple Amelia Boner and Ricky De La Cruz have been attending Motown Mondays for about 2 years now.
Everyone dances with everyone. You don't have to have a partner. And people are very open to teach you the basics. And so immediately I just wanted to know everything about swing dancing.
The first bit of the music is Lindy Hop. It's Lindy Hop and East Coast Swing. So it's a little slower. But as the night progresses, it gets a little funkier. There's a little more soul. So that leaves room for more push-pull, more turns, more twists. But I love it. I mean, it's just upbeat. It gets super crowded, but that's just because everyone wants to be here. So,
you know, it's so hard to leave by the end of the night because I feel like the music just keeps getting better and better. It becomes more Motown. Even if we didn't grow up in that era, it's well known enough to our generation that we can still get down to it without doing any kind of formal partner dance.
The dance scene draws people out to socialize, but Bo believes that Electric Western also has an opportunity for more Motown listenership with fans of Americana.
Because this music is Americana music. It was born here. It was born, like, most of it was born in the South. Nashville, Memphis, New Orleans, Mississippi, you know. And then it spread organically to Chicago, New York, L.A., and then eventually overseas. So like this, a lot of the stuff we play, I think, influenced rock and roll bands later, like the Beatles and the Stones heard it over in England, and they brought it back to the States. And of course, you can't overstate how influential those bands are to American bands.
Motown may have had its day around 50 years ago, but it appears that Electric Western and the patrons of Motown Mondays won't allow this genre to start collecting dust in Music City anytime soon. For WMIT Music News, I'm Rhiannon Gilbert.